This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India now has more than 6.2 million total COVID-19 cases out of its 1.3 billion citizens. But a new study by National Health Authority says the actual number could be 10 times higher. The Indian Council of Medical Research reported this week that 1 in 15 individuals over 10 years old contain the antibodies left behind from an earlier infection based on blood tests taken of more than 29,000 people across the nation between mid-August and mid-September. Dr. Balram Bhargava, who heads the group that did the study, said the survey found that 15.6% of all slum residents were found to have antibodies, compared to 8.2% for all non-slum urban area residents and 4.4% for rural residents. India is second only to the United States in the number of novel coronavirus cases and deaths. The virus has surged since public transport, markets, hotels, and restaurants reopened in most cities after India began easing its stringent lockdown. COVID-19 has killed more than 1 million people worldwide, including about 97,000 in India, 143,000 in Brazil, and 206,000 in the United States. And U.S. entertainment giant Disney announced it will lay off 28,000 workers, the majority of them at the company's theme parks in the U.S. states of Florida and California. The layoffs are emblematic of the devastation the pandemic has wrought on the travel and tourism industry, as potential visitors avoid the risk of infection from being in large crowds. And former FBI Director James Comey is testifying today before a U.S. Senate committee. He's a principal figure behind the U.S. investigation into links between Russia and President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. This is VOA News. Kuwait on Wednesday swore in its new emir, Sheikh Nawaf al-Atman al-Sabah, who pledged to preserve the country's unity and stability. The 83-year-old Sheikh and former Crown Prince of Kuwait succeeds his half-brother, who died Tuesday at the age of 91. Sheikh Nawaf is the 16th ruler in Kuwait's al-Sabah dynasty, which dates to 1752. He is the sixth emir since Kuwait gained its independence from Britain. And France's top appeals court has agreed to extradite the alleged financier of the Rwandan genocide, Felicien Kabuga, to face trial in Tanzania. Mr. Kabuga, 87, was arrested in May at his home outside Paris after 26 years on the run. Some 800,000 people were killed in the 1994 genocide. Mr. Kabuga is alleged to have funneled money to militia groups. As chairman of the National Defense Fund, he denies all the charges. Specifically, he is alleged to have backed and armed ethnic Hutu militias who slaughtered about 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus in 1994. He set up the notorious RTLM radio station, a Rwandan broadcaster that actively encouraged people to search out and kill ethnic Tutsis. And a special court has acquitted top leaders from India's governing party for their alleged role in the demolition of a mosque in 1992. Former Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani and BJP leaders M.M. Joshi and Uma Bharti had denied charges of inciting Hindu mobs to demolish the 16th century Babri Mosque in the town of Ayodhya. The demolition sparked violence that killed some 2,000 people, and it was a pivotal moment in the political rise of the Hindu right wing. Wednesday's verdict acquitted 32 of the 49 people charged. 17 had died while the case was underway. The court said there was insufficient evidence to prove the demolition had been planned. Hindu mobs had demolished the mosque, saying it was built on the ruins of a temple for the deity Lord Ram. And three-time tennis champion Serena Williams has withdrawn from the French Open because of an Achilles injury. The 39-year-old had been scheduled to play her second-round match against a Bulgarian player on Wednesday. The American has won 23 Grand Slam single titles and was aiming to equal Margaret Court's all-time record of 24. On Monday, she beat a fellow American, Christy Ahn, in the first round at Roland Garros, but said she was struggling physically. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.